relationship that I had with Mildred was all very strange. It was a time in which I didn't even see her because there had been a misunderstanding. She gave me a song title, a marvelous one, and John Hammond, I remember, used to disagree with me because it was ungrammatical, and I tried to explain to him that the ungrammatical word had more evocation than the correct word, and therefore, to me, it was justifiable bad grammar, which the title being Who Can I Turn To, which was a title many years before the Anthony Newley song, 20-odd, 30 years before. And I remember he made a record with Krupa's band and got the singer to sing Whom Can I Turn To? The word whom in this instance has no evocation at all, because who has the same drawing power that where, why, how would have, and whom suddenly becomes very academic and green eye shadish.
Whom can I turn to? Where can I go? How can I face it alone now? After the moments we've known, whom can I turn to now? Whom can I sing to? How can I smile? How can I wish on a star? How, knowing the way that you are, whom can I turn to now? We walked in the spell of the summer. We kissed in the wind and the rain. But now the enchantment is over. The echo and I remain. People are strangers who walk through the town. Ghosts in a lonely parade. Oh, where are the dreams that we made? Whom can I turn to now?
Having given me the title, although the song did nothing, somebody got Mildred to make a protest that she wasn't getting any money from it. I hadn't gotten 10 cents from it because there'd been no... The only record that had been made had been that young lady, whose name slips me now, who sang with the Pied Pipers, and this was, I think, her first solo record with Tommy Dorsey on a date when Tommy didn't show and Joe Bushkin had to play the first 16 measures.
Kissed in the wind and the rain. But now the enchantment is over. The echo and I remain. People are strangers who walk through the town. Ghosts in a lonely parade. Oh, where are the dreams?
Somehow assumed that this was making a lot of money and started to give me trouble about it. And I simply said, well, what about the arrangements I've made for you that you've never paid for?
If you want to get to heaven, I'll tell you how. Start in living the right way now. Keep your hands on the plow. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
Even Red got into it. I dimly recall. I can't believe that he would be ever vicious about anything. But somehow I felt that there was somebody got at them or something to make them think that I wasn't being polite about this thing, and God knows if the song had made any money, I would have naturally a finder's, not a finder's fee, but after all, it was her title, and if the song had been even a half a hit, I would have certainly given her something, but I was a little prejudiced since I had made arrangements for her, which had somehow never gotten paid for.
Here's the spot for a few well-turned words from our well-turned band Face Paul Barron.
Why, thank you, Miss Face Bailey. The band special for tonight is an answer to the pleas and plaudits of the many admirers of Alec Wilder. You customers are not only right, we heartily agree with you, so we're bringing on a repeat performance of Alec's lovely original, Nostalgia, with Freddie Pfeiffer playing the oboe solo.
Thank you.
and saying hello to our second guest.
I guess with everybody, Mildred had hang-ups because she could be difficult, but you always wound up laughing your head off because she was one of the wittiest women I've ever known in.